I think partly because of the way it's been brought forward, but partly because of the concept itself. And I think it's dreadfully wrong for a town to turn in upon part of its own community and to sacrifice them for the betterment of the others. The whole idea of a temporary stopping place, is, although it's thought of as a panacea, is not. And it's not going to do very much good for anybody, in that we'll still have an unauthorised encampment, but we'll also have an almost permanent presence during the summer months. And I don't think it's right to impose something on an established community that they don't want. And I think to impose something on an established community without telling them is even worse.
I mean, the council's argument would be that you have these unauthorised sites, which potentially they create mess, they take up resources with the police and the council officers having to go to them. And this is the way of, a way of them moving these people onto somewhere which is dedicated for them. Do you not see that argument?
If this was true, yes. But unfortunately, it doesn't work. The truth of the matter is you will still get unauthorised encampments, and even the council officers have actually more than admitted that it will only be a small proportion of the unauthorised encampments which should end up on this site. It's actually still quite a long process to remove people from an unauthorised encampment, and indeed what happens at the end of their stay here if they refuse to leave, or basically if they cause trouble, there's no consideration being given to the finer details of this at all. It's a very complex subject which they've tried to reduce to a simple yes-no decision in council, which can't be done. Council actually manages its unauthorised encampments very well, as it is. The status quo is actually not a bad situation, and although we get the odd unauthorised encampments in Poole, they are usually very short, perhaps a week, and although they can be annoying, they can cause problems, nobody's life is ruined by them. And I think that's the starting point for my opposition to this, that unnecessariness of it all. They've chosen a place which is contaminated, which is in a floodplain, and where, as I said before, they haven't consulted anybody. And everybody I know in the whole area is so opposed to this, not just mildly opposed as they might be on an ordinary council issue, but absolutely fearful and really angry at what the council has done, and done without telling them anything about it. And so are the local businesses. The local businesses are absolutely furious about this, and we have three flagship businesses actually abutting this site. We have Deverell Computers, we have Terragate Insurance, and we have WDS, or a Xerox company. These are flagship businesses for Poole, and all have said they cannot operate in these conditions. The landlord of the building they occupy has said that they're going to fence off the site, simply to protect their businesses or future business or future occupiers. And indeed, the businesses themselves have told us they may well relocate.
Sorry, which site is this? Because I know there are two.
This is the Marsh's End site. And it's the Marsh's End site we have the most opposition to.
They are still proposals at this stage. The meeting is on Monday. And you said what a sort of a force of opposition there is from people in the local area and businesses in the local area. Are those points going to be put across? Are you going to voice those opinions?
I certainly am, to the best of my ability. I will do everything I can to stop this. I've already said that. And I think it's absolutely ridiculous that a decision of this magnitude and implications is reduced to a single 3-minute speech and a vote in council.
But I guess the worry is, if this doesn't go ahead, then potentially there'll be another proposal for another area of Poole, and another councillor and another group of residents will have the same views that you have.
Indeed.
Is it just moving the problem?
No, indeed, because if this is where it comes back to it being unnecessary, the status quo, where we have the odd encampments, isn't that bad. And it's actually only costs us perhaps £30,000 a year in management of those sites. This, or a similar proposal anywhere, would cost more than that per year. And on top of that, nobody should actually have to bear the brunt for the whole of the borough. No one section of the community should be put in this situation for the benefit of the rest. One of the big problems that people in the area have relayed to me is the fact that their house prices will be very strongly affected by this, or very badly affected. And whatever the rights and wrongs of it are, the fact of the matter is that it's going to be very difficult to sell their properties, and this effectively will reduce their value significantly. And again, this is an established community, and they're not a rich community in Crete, but not by any means. They're characterised by young working families and older people who have invested their life savings in a small bungalow. And these people who have found that basically that life investment and possibly mortgage has resulted in them not having what they believe they had. And although people might say that's not a true argument, I'd ask you to put yourselves in the position of a prospective buyer. Would you buy next to one of these sites? Or would you simply look elsewhere?